This is Gen X. I'm Jennifer Martin. Recently, I had to go through the ordeal called buying a new car. I loved my old car, but it had been in the shop a lot lately and was making a variety of unnerving noises. It was growing increasingly difficult to concentrate on the road while disregarding a steady stream of bings from the instrument panel, while passengers were instructed to give the dashboard on their side a good thump and it would quit making that buzzing sound. It was 10 years old and just time. But I was really sad, not just because I find the process of buying a new car on par with the math portion of the SAT, but because I really loved that car. It was American and red and had a big engine and a lot of cargo space. That car had brought my baby home from the hospital and taken us on all our family vacations since. It had delivered us safely through more than one cross-country move, and I had listened to my daughter learn to talk and sing in the back seat of that car. A lot of growing up occurred in that car, and a lot of meaningful conversations, too. I found a kid will tell you a lot more when she's talking to the back of your head. When we finally traded it in, I felt actual guilt. I know it's inanimate, but I couldn't stop myself from feeling that I had abandoned a loyal family member at some strange lot, all alone. Several weeks later, and I still kind of miss it, I see the new car in the garage and silently think, "Interloper, you're not even red." I know plenty of other people feel an undue attachment to their cars as well. For a lot of people, I think the car ceases to be a conveyance and instead becomes an extension of themselves. I mean, what else conveys status literally everywhere you go like your car? Like it or not, you can tell a lot about people by the kind of car they drive. Especially since so many people use their back windshield as a mobile billboard, and not just for Mary Kay or jazzercise. Just from sitting behind someone at a light, I can get a rough idea of their income based on the make of the car, maybe learn how many kids they have and where those kids go to school, what sports they play. A lot of people even add their pets to the stick family lineup. Around here, cars regularly advertise collegiate allegiance, then add a bumper sticker or two, and I might learn how the driver votes and how they feel about gun rights or abortion. Car is political platform. I've even seen a few stickers that read, "In memory of," with the birth and death dates of the loved one. "This windshield in memory of." Huh. Of course, it seems anyone who has completed a race is required to place a sticker on their car in order to remind the rest of us of our inexcusable laziness. See, I have 3 kids, 2 dogs, and I sell essential oils and still found time to train for a marathon. What is your excuse? Ugh, is the light green yet? I have 1 sticker on the back of my car, a school one, and that's just so I can find it in the parking lot now that I don't drive a red car anymore. Or did I already mention that? So I'm a little puzzled about why people put so much information on their cars. Why do they feel this compulsion to communicate so much about themselves to fellow drivers? I mean, if a complete stranger approached you in a parking lot to ask you how many children you have and where they go to school, you would think it was creepy. If someone in traffic rolled down his window and asked you your opinion on legalized marijuana, you'd lock your doors and turn up the radio, wouldn't you? Yet many of us have no problem communicating all of this personal information via our cars. Maybe because we spend so much time in our cars, we secretly yearn for some connection with others, and this is some bizarre way to do that. Maybe we just really want to show our individuality, to set ourselves apart from the 9 million other white SUVs out there. Maybe Americans cherish free political speech so much they will seize on any opportunity to engage in it. Or maybe we just want to be able to find our cars in the Target parking lot. For Gen X, this is Jennifer Martin.